जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतो श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री श्री गौर नित्याय की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री श्री राधा मदन मोहन की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Shatarine. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। सो टुडे इज द फिफ्थ डे, राइट? फिफ्थ डे ऑफ द सेमिनार। सो इन लास्ट फोर डेज वी डिस्कस्ड फोर वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्सेस फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम। So how many of you memorize those verses? Okay, what about, it seems that those who already memorized before, they are raising their hands. No one actually memorized in course of the studies. I thought one verse everybody memorized. Huh? Which one was that? So how many of you memorized that one? Okay, at least something. And so, did you learn the technique? Did you apply the technique? Or only because I grounded you and that's why you have memorized it? Okay. So how many of you are going to memorize these verses? But when? One year? 6 months? 3 months? Not even in 3 months. Within 1 month? That sounds. Within 2 months? Okay, within 1 month. How many? Yeah, good. Very good. So today we also selected another special verse, that is the 19th verse of the first chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This verse goes like, Bhayantu na vitrippamo uttama shloka vikrame jadrichhatang rasagyanang swadu swadu pade pade. So, should we try to memorize it? Let's see if we, what can you do in 5 minutes. Okay, we'll go for the word for word. Boyang means we. Tu, but. Na, everybody knows. Or not. Bitripama shall be at rest. Uttama shloka, the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by transcendental prayers. Vikrame adventures, yat which Shrinatam by continuous hearing, rasa humor, jnanam those who are conversant with, swadu relishing, swadu palatable, pade pade at every step. Okay, vayam tuna vitripyama uttama shloka vikrame vayam tuna vitripyama uttama shloka vikrame okay vayam tuna vitripyama uttama shloka vikrame jadrichhata rasagyanam jadrichhata rasagyanam swadu swadu pade pade swadu swadu pade pade jadrichhatam rasagyanam swadu swadu pade pade okay, don't look at the board. Look there, that side. So what's the first line of the first word of... Okay, how many of you got... raise your hands. Okay. Very good. Next line, first word. Okay, so the whole line, how many of you got? Okay, Sen? No, the whole line? Try to remember the first, yeah, got it. No, Vayam? Very good. See? Huh? Anyone wants to give it a try? Jaya? Very good. Then the first word of the next line? Who remembers? Okay, Mukunda Priya? Mukunda Hari, I'm sorry. Very good. Say it now, say it properly. Jadrichhatam, jadrichhatam. Don't look there. Huh? No, jachrinnatam. Yeah, I'm sorry. Jachrinnatam. Very good. Jachrinnatam, rasagyanam. And then, the last line is very easy. Okay, you raise the first hand. You say it. Very good. Okay. Now, how many of you can remember the entire verse? Okay. Nita, Nimai Sundar. Very good. Actually, Nimai Sundar reminded me of one thing that I forgot to tell you the other day. Other day I went to the extent of writing it down and keeping it in your pocket, and then try to memorize it. If you get stuck, then you pull it out and see it. But there was another step after that. That is, you sing. You give your own tune. You become the music director and give your tune to the verse and sing it. So Nimai Sundar, you sing it once, you are singing it. Sing it now. Okay, very good. Okay, Aisharja is a singer. Now let's see Aisharja singing it. Very good. Who else wants to sing? From the girl's side? Devahuti? Very good. Do they deserve a clap? See, it took 8 minutes. We not only memorized the verse, we sang it and clapped. So at least one verse we almost memorized, isn't it? Okay, now let's go to the translation. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with Him relish hearing of His pastimes at every moment. So, do you remember? Like, we are actually selecting the verse in order to understand different aspects. The first verse made us understand what is Srimad Bhagavatam. Second verse made us understand the qualification of a reader of Srimad Bhagavatam. Third verse, the qualification of a speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth verse was the need of this verse, or the condition of the living entities in the age of Kali. Right? Prayanal paisa sabhya kalavashmin yuge jana manda sumanda mutayo manda bhagga hi upadruta. And which one did we memorize yesterday? Which one did we discuss yesterday? Yes. What is the power of the holy name? Apanna sanskritin ghoram jannama vivasha grinan. Even if one unconsciously chants the name of the Lord, tato saddo vimuccheta, immediately, sadhya, immediately one becomes free from one's contaminated state of existence, and even fear personified is afraid of the holy name of the Lord. So the potency and the special quality of the holy name. And this is how one should relish this holy name or The glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Today's verse is describing that. So listen carefully. We, who are this? Who is this we? The sages of Naimisharanya. We, bayang means we. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is glorified. How is the Lord glorified? By select hymns and prayers. Therefore, he is called Uttama Shloka. Shloka means verse, Sanskrit verse. So the Lord is glorified by these select verses, which are actually his transcendental glorification, hymns or prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with him relish hearing of his pastimes at every moment. So how do we recognize our situation? Sometimes devotees ask me, how do I recognize that we are making advancement spiritually? The way to recognize our advancement spiritually is by the amount of intensity, amount of attachment we developed in hearing the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sign of advancement is simply this: how much one has become attached to hearing. Reading also falls in the category of hearing. So, by hearing, how much we want to hear. So that will be the actual sign of our advancement. So you can question. Another way to look at it is, how much taste we have developed for the holy name. How do we really want to chant? Do we chant just to finish our 16 rounds? Or do we chant because we are relishing it? Now, if we really honestly consider, then isn't it the fact that we are chanting most of the times trying to finish our rounds? That's also good. That's also good. Like when you take the medicine, you don't need to acquire the taste for the medicine. Right? You automatically get the benefit from the medicine. Now, Prabhupada is saying, if when you take the medicine consciously or unconsciously, it will work. So, with this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the holy name, chanting of the holy name, or the process of chanting of the holy name, is a medicine. Bhavo Aushadhi. And a medicine that will cure us from our material existence. So this is the way we must consider whether we are making advancement or not. Na bhayam tu na vitrippama. We are never satisfied by relishing the holy name. Okay, purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is a great difference between mundane stories, fiction or history, and the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. This point we had been discussing, at least we did that during the first few days, that the anecdotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, they are not fictitious stories, they are factual happenings. The histories of the whole universe contain references to the pastimes of the incarnations of the Lord. The Ramayana, the Mahabharata and the Puranas are histories of bygone ages recorded in connection with the pastimes of the incarnations of the Lord, and therefore remain fresh even after repeated reading. For example, anyone may read Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam repeatedly throughout his whole life and yet find in them new light of information. Mundane news is static, whereas transcendental news is dynamic. Inasmuch as the spirit is dynamic and matter is static, news is dynamic inasmuch matter. Those who have developed a taste for understanding the transcendental subject matter are never tired of hearing such narrations. One is quickly satiated by mundane activities, but no one is satiated by transcendental or devotional activities. Uttama Shloka indicates that literature which is not meant for nations. Mundane literature is in the mode of darkness or ignorance, whereas transcendental literature is quite different. Transcendental literature is above the mode of darkness, and its light becomes more luminous with progressive reading and realization of the transcendental subject matter. The so-called liberated persons are never satiated by the repetition of the words Aham Brahmasmi. The so-called liberated persons are never satisfied by repetition of the words Aham Brahmasmi. Such artificial realization of Brahman becomes hackneyed, and so to relish real pleasure they turn to the narrations of the Srimad Bhagavatam. They who are not so fortunate turn to altruism and worldly philanthropy. This means the Mayavadi philosophy is mundane, whereas the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental. I was having some difficulty reading today, some difficulty seeing properly. So, Prabhupada is making this point very clear that one must chant the holy name or sing the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because that gives us real pleasure. And first of all, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that Srimad Bhagavatam is not just some mere stories, some fiction. It is. What's the difference between a story and history? Stories are just some imaginary narration of some happenings. It's all imaginary, created of the by one's imagination. But history is the real happening. And so is the Puranas. Bhagavatam is a Puran. Bhagavatam is not describing some fairy tales. That's the difference between Harry Potter and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is real. These things happened. Whatever is being described in Srimad Bhagavatam happened. 5,000 years ago, the sages, 60,000 sages, assembled in Naimisharanya. They did it in order to create the good fortune for the living entities of this age, because they saw how difficult their situation is going to be, how much they'll be suffering. And that's why they thought that we must do something to rectify that situation, to nullify that possibility. And that's why they started a fire sacrifice that was meant to last for 1,000 years. They thought that by performing that fire sacrifice, they are going to rectify the world situation. But then, they approached Srila Suta Goswami and asked him, how can one become delivered from this miserable condition of this age of Kali? And Suta Goswami started to narrate Srimad Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam was compiled by Srila Vyasadev. Then he taught Srimad Bhagavatam to his son Sukadev Goswami, and Sukadev Goswami arrived in the on the bank of the Ganges when Parikshit Maharaj was preparing for his death. And he had only 7 days. So Srila Sukadev Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days for the benefit of the king. The king wanted to know, like, what should be done at the time of death. Now I have only 7 days left. How should I utilize this time? And then Sukadev Goswami gave the solution. If you have 7 days left, what should you do? Read Srimad Bhagavatam or hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Does it mean only at the time 7 days before death that we should start reading Srimad Bhagavatam? First of all, we don't know when death may come. Can anybody guarantee that he is going to die after so many years or so many months or so forth? We don't know when death may come. Therefore, now we consider, before dying, you have to remember Srimad Bhagavatam. So how are you going to do that? Read Srimad Bhagavatam, hear Srimad Bhagavatam all the time. Because we don't know when death may come. So if it comes from 7 days from now, okay, we are ready. If it comes 1 day before now, 1 day from now, ready? If death comes 7 minutes from now, what are you going to do? And if death comes right now, what are you going to do? So now, since we do not know when death is going to come, isn't it better to keep reading Srimad Bhagavatam all the time? Nittang, therefore, Nittang Bhagavata Sevaya. Parikshit Maharaj had only 7 days. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj was listening to Srimad Bhagavatam for one saptaha, 1 week. But that doesn't mean that we should also have one saptaha, Bhagavat saptaha. Prabhupada used to criticize that. Bhagavat saptaha. Listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, that also from an unqualified person, for 7 days, and then go and continue doing all your nonsense. Right from Bhagavatam, saptaha, going to a bar, drinking alcohol, eating meat, then going to a nightclub. So this is the effect of their Bhagavat saptaha. Their Bhagavat saptaha is an entertainment. Did Prabhupada introduce that kind of Bhagavata Saptaha? No. Prabhupada's thing was Nittang Bhagavata Sevaya. Serve Srimad Bhagavatam all the time, Nittam, constantly, all the time. And therefore, those who listen to Srimad Bhagavatam, their life changed completely. They couldn't continue doing whatever they were doing. Of course, Prabhupada's direction was there, Prabhupada's arrangement was there. So they responded. And today, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, what happened to you all? Are you all, any of you, indulging in any of the sinful activities? Four regulative principles you are following. Before reading Srimad Bhagavatam, before hearing Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, did you follow the four regulative principles? Most of us did not. So that is Prabhupada's Bhagavatam. That is the effect of Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who read, his material life has been finished. Satyanas ho gaya. Material life is finished, doomed, destroyed. Sarvanas. Or in Hindi it's called Satyanas. So that is what is needed. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, when people came and asked for blessings, you know how he used to bless them. Tomar sarbonash hobe. poor guy came for blessings. And his blessing, your everything will be destroyed. Yeah, it is the greatest blessing. Why? Because sooner the material attachments, all the material connection, all the material entanglement is destroyed, is better for us. It may be a little painful, but in the long run, it is beneficial. Just like taking the medicine is a little painful. Medicine may not be that painful, but an operation is painful. It's painful, but after the operation, how do you feel? Or an injection, it hurts initially, but then you feel its effect. So, anyway, Krishna consciousness is not operating you in that way. Krishna consciousness is operating in a different way. In Krishna consciousness, the nice thing is, you enjoy here and you enjoy there. That is the advantage of becoming a servant of a big man. Isn't it? When you take the service of a big man, do you suffer? No, because you are serving him, you enjoy with him. You also, big man lives in a big palace, you, as your servant, you also live in a big palace. Rich man eats nice food stuff, you also get this nice food stuff. And then at the end of the month, you get a fat salary. So already you have been living with him, enjoying with him, and then at the end of the day, you are getting rewarded. So that is the advantage of being a servant of a big man. And that's why, doesn't everybody want to become a servant of a big man? When you want to take up a job, or which means becoming a servant, whose servant do you want to become? Do you want to have an employment in a company that is bankrupt? That means, do you want to take service of a poor man? Or do you want to take the service or job of a big man? Then why now, when you have the option to take up the job of the biggest man's, what will you do? When there is a job opportunity to become the servant of the biggest personality, How many of you will go for that? And who is that biggest man? Huh? I couldn't hear you. So that is it. We all have to take up a job. Because by our constitutional position, we all are servants. We are always serving somebody or the other. Like Prabhupada very graphically pointed out, that most of the people are looking for a job. They are saying, can I get your service please? Can I become your servant? There is employment exchange to give your service, help you to become a servant. Okay, those who are running businesses, they may think that, well, they are not nobody's servant, but they are the servants of the customers. If you don't serve your customers, your business will collapse. Then you may think that I am the lord of my house, I am nobody's servant, but actually you are your wife's servant, you are your children's servant, you are catering to all their needs, right? Wife loves shopping and you have to serve her by providing her with the money. If you don't, you are in trouble. So then the wife thinks that, well, I have got my husband under control. But she is also serving her husband. Mother may think that I am not serving anybody, but the mother is serving her children. So this way we all are serving all the time somebody or other. Why? Because it is our constitutional position. Like somebody, actually a big businessman, he's running a big operation. He may think that he is the boss, but in reality, what's it? He's serving all his customers and he is serving all his employees. At the end, he has to think, at the end of the month, I have to give them the salary. But in reality, we are actually the servant of one person. And who is that person? That person is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we become His servant, then that is the real employment. That is the rightest engagement. So those who are really intelligent, I can say that because this is the assembly of all intelligent people. Those who are really intelligent, they surrender to Krishna. Jai Jan Krishna Bhaje Shevaro Chotur. One who serves Krishna, he is extremely smart. He is extremely intelligent. The sign of real intelligence is to become Krishna's servant. And when you become Krishna's servant, then your life becomes, how does your life become? Does your life become full of problems and sufferings? Then your life becomes full of joy and free from anxiety. Just consider, if there is somebody who is very capable, just consider a person with billions of dollars, if he comes and tells you that I'm going to take responsibility of you in all respects. From now on, you don't have to worry about anything. Whatever you want, I'll give you. How will you feel? It seems that no one is excited about that proposal. How will you feel, Ananda? Won't you feel relieved?
Wow.
Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan ki. Jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. At least I feel very, very comfortable if somebody comes and tells me, Maharaj, from now on you don't have to worry about anything. I'll take care of you in all respects. I got a proposal like that from Hemanga this morning. Hemanga said that yesterday he had a meeting with some devotees and they decided to take care of all my responsibilities, financial responsibilities. Isn't it? Or am I exaggerating, Hemanga? Or I am putting you on the spot? No, anyway, he didn't mean that. He came with, he told that they are actually considering how to free me from certain like responsibilities. Like this temple has a lot of expenses and we don't have much of an income here. It's a small city, not many wealthy people coming forward to help. And some of these devotees, they're always very concerned, like, because I have to make arrangements. I don't know how you all are familiar with the way ISKCON temples run. In India, most of the ISKCON temples run, actually all over, ISKCON temples generally run on donations. Because it's a charitable organization, it's a temple. And in India, one way of collecting funds is life membership making. And here on principle, we don't make life members. Not that we don't make life members, we won't be able to make any life members. So better to take a proactive step. And also, I don't like to make life members because taking money from them and not really taking care of them properly is not proper. So, this temple has a lot of financial needs, and like I was told that last evening, some of you have considered that and trying to free me from this responsibility. In that respect, I can also admit that one devotee had been very, very kind, and she saw how much burdened I was with this responsibility of taking care of this temple's needs. And she was giving, for about 2 years, she had been giving 3 lakh rupees every month. So 3 lakh rupees means, if you want to calculate it in dollars, was about $6,000 to $7,000 every month. And then I stopped. We got the thing for 2 years, and I said, no, we don't need any more. Because after all, everybody has his limitation. So, that devotee is Mirabai. And her husband, Mukesh. So this way devotees are, also last year, and some of you have also done that this year, which started a program called the Friends of Avanti, and they had been giving certain amount of money on a monthly basis or on a yearly basis. That also had been a great help to take care of the needs of the temple. Anyway, the main point that I was actually saying, that how relieving it is when somebody says that you don't have to worry about anything, I will take care of you. And if there's a billionaire, can he do that? For a billionaire, a few $1,000s, what's the big deal? Now what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the proprietor of everything. When He says, I am going to take care of you in all respects, how do you feel? And that is what happens when you surrender to Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Ma Suchaha. Don't worry, don't worry. Just surrender unto me and I'll take care of you. Thank you, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Ananda. Give him the mic.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful class. You just mentioned that that when one becomes a devotee, all the needs are taken care of. So my question is that if somebody has the desire to serve Krishna, like you were saying, every temple or every organization has some financial needs, so will it be wrong on the part of a devotee to ask Krishna some financial benefit, like in business or something, so that he can help, or will that be considered as a material desire?
I got the point. Well, you see, it depends at what stage one is. Like, just consider, one is a child. When one is in his childhood, then he asks his father, Daddy, Daddy, give me this. Then when he grows up, then he feels that, what's the point in asking from a father? He's already taking care of me always. Right? So he stops asking the father. But then when he grows up even more, then he feels that not only that I should not take anything from my father or ask anything from my father, but I should help my father. Isn't it? So this is how devotee also, in different stages of maturity, behaves in different way. When we are in the initial stage, neophyte stage, we want to serve Krishna. We want to ask from Krishna. Then we grow up a little and we decide, Krishna is taking care of me in all respects, why should I? But at a more advanced stage, she feels, he or she feels, that now I have to take care of Krishna. So it's a matter of maturity. So if you're a child, ask from Krishna. But then when you grow up, then, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. But when you're a child, dhanam dehi, janam dehi, then you can ask, and that's all right. Just as the father doesn't mind when the little child asks. But the father also knows that when the child will grow up, then he won't ask anymore. So there are quite a few questions from the internet. Nagaraj Das, Hyderabad. Hare Krishna Maharaj, what is the symptom of a surrendering? It's a spelling mistake. I think he meant surrendered soul. What is the symptoms of a surrendered soul? Surrendered soul's symptom is he's surrendered, he's dependent. Surrender means to depend. So that is a symptom of a surrendered soul. He depends upon Krishna in all respects. Mehek, Indore. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Please dispel my ignorance. I have a question that is, what it really means that a devotee should be serious, as we know everybody had different nature. Some devotee have jolly nature, some like to talk very much, very little, so please clear my doubt. Serious means serious in depending upon Krishna, serious in surrendering to Krishna, and serious in serving Krishna. By nature one may be jovial, as you said, like that is not the matter, this is not the kind of seriousness that we are talking about. Our kind of seriousness is not with a glum face, he sits there not looking at anybody, not talking to anybody. That is not our seriousness. Our seriousness is the serious intention of accepting Krishna consciousness in the heart. That is the seriousness. And he may be extremely jovial. Like in Krishna's pastimes we see, Krishna's friend, Madhu Mangal, he is extremely jovial. He makes everyone laugh. But he is one of the associates of Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj, it is so disheartening to hear Hindu people referring to our Vedic literature as mythology. Rohini Nandan, New Orleans. Yes. So that is their ignorance, what can be done? Now there is Madhu Mangal. See, he's making everyone laugh. Madhu Mangal is from New Zealand. Srila Guru Maharaj, please accept my Dandavat Pranam at your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Please kindly explain that how can one do quality chanting of the holy name? The fact that there are lots of obstacles in this material world which causes disturbance to our minds. Thank you. Okay. So Madhu Mangal, maybe you can tell us how can one become one, how can one do quality chanting? Tell me, what's your idea? Okay, very good. The mind is creating, mind is going crazy. Right? So, do you know what's the meaning of the word mantra? Mantra? Mantra means take care of the mind. Right? So, mantra is the thing that will take care of the mind. So why worry? Keep taking the medicine and it will work. Okay. Now the way to how to take the medicine, that's the question also. You see, the way to take the medicine or the way to chant the mantra is to hear. When you are chanting, what should you do? If I ask you, when you are chanting, what should you do? Think of Krishna's pastimes? Yes or no? No. Because you are chanting mantra, sound. How do you receive sound? Huh? It's a sound. Sound is received by hearing, isn't it? Can you catch the sound by hand? Huh? Right. So, attentive chanting, as you said, quality chanting, means chanting when you are hearing. Okay? So just hear. And if the mind goes somewhere, bring the mind back and say, hear, hear, hear. Okay? Mohit, Hare Krishna, Dhanavat Pranam. Dear Guru Maharaj, thank you for your wonderful lecture. Srila Prabhupada raised in purport that transcendental literature is above mode of darkness, and its light becomes more luminous with progressive reading. Guru Maharaj, my question is, one, what should be the proper approach as a beginner to study Srila Prabhupada's books from the basic? Prabhupada gave the syllabus, you can say, the curriculum. Like you start off with Bhagavad Gita. The serious study should be with Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. All right? And these are the, you know, serious studies. But other books also you can read, Prabhupada's books especially, other books also, smaller books also you can read. This one is Vinodini Radhika. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to you. My question is that, as you said, we should try to completely surrender to Krishna. I sometimes think of doing that, but then I think that what if I completely surrender and Krishna thinks of testing me, then I will be in trouble. Why should you be in trouble by depending upon Krishna? Do you think Krishna will put you through some test that you may not pass? Is that the fear? No. Krishna knows what is your level. And accordingly He will put you through the test. He will put you through the test. Because the tests are like ladders. You pass the test, you promote it. Get promotion. So Krishna actually puts His devotees also through tests. Do you think Krishna will put anybody or anyone through the test that He put Haridas Thakur into? Then no one will become a devotee. But a person in the level of Haridas Thakur, you see, Krishna doesn't put tests, devotees into tests. Krishna uses devotees as examples. That look, this is what my devotee is like. And devotees go through different phases, different situations, and through those situations devotees' glory is established and people learn how wonderful the devotees are. So next part, as you mentioned, so is there any guarantee that Krishna will take care without taking any test? As I said, Krishna doesn't take tests. Krishna uses examples. He puts His devotees through certain situations and that becomes the example. Some more questions. Dilkhush Indoor. Dilkhush went back yesterday. He is from IIT Indore. I can see that he is watching instead of studying. Anyway, Dilkhush, although you are wasting your time in the morning, but cover it up in the evening. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, my question is, does Supreme Personality of Godhead declare that He exists in impersonal form? If not, then why people are worshipping Him in impersonal form? Thank you. The Lord, impersonal form also is an aspect of the Lord. The impersonal form is the bodily effulgence of the Lord. Is the energy of the Lord. So energy is not personality. Energy here is impersonal. His bodily effulgence. But it is His body's effulgence. So naturally He declares that it's His energy. That is His impersonal form. Premananda Krishna Das, Singapore. Okay, this is the last question. I'm taking from the internet. Another question. This is the last one. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. How to keep my mind calm and not angry with anyone? In workplace sometimes I got angry with co-workers. Thank you. That reminds me of one incident with Srila Prabhupada. It's a very funny incident. So question is how to keep oneself calm and not get angry. It was in Amsterdam. There are quite a few devotees from Holland here. So they know what a crazy place Amsterdam is. And those days, Amsterdam was the place for the hippies. Because in Amsterdam, hashish and marijuana was legal. So the hippies were coming to Amsterdam to have a heyday on hashish. Anyway, lots of crazy people used to be there. And also, our devotees set up a temple there. So Prabhupada came to give initiation one day. And Prabhupada came there and one day he was giving initiation. And everything was so disorganized. Prabhupada was getting angry and angry. Then Prabhupada came for the fire sacrifice and he saw that the Jagavedi they made, there was no fruit. So Prabhupada said, "Where is the fruit? Where are the fruits?" And one devotee ran to the kitchen and he cut some fruits. And brought it to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada got even more angry. So there was a boy who was a kind of a half hippie. He used to come to the temple and quiet, but he didn't become a devotee. He was just a hippie. And he used to see that when devotees got agitated, when some devotee got agitated, other devotees would tell him, "Why don't you chant Hare Krishna?" Or chant Hare Krishna. So this boy told Prabhupada, and Prabhupada picked up his beat bag. So when he told him that, "Why don't you chant Hare Krishna?" And Prabhupada did. Took his beat bag and started chanting. So anyway, the point is, the way to control your anger, the way to remain calm, Just chant Hare Krishna. When you become agitated, just take your bead bag and stuff. And that's what Prabhupada did. I mean, that shows how humble Srila Prabhupada is. How humble Srila Prabhupada was. Even when a hippie said something, Prabhupada took it seriously. So this is from Giriraj Das. So Giriraj, you're back in Delhi now. Thank you for coming. And I hope you had a nice flight yesterday. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport of famous verse Srimad Bhagavatam 1-17, that whenever and wherever offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to understand that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of His sound. My question is, what is offenseless hearing? Okay, offensive chanting we know of. Now Giriraj's question is, what is offenseless hearing? Okay, just control your mind and keep hearing the holy name. This hearing and chanting go simultaneously. So, there is a Hindi question from Kishori Devi Dasi. Adarniya Guru Maharaj Ji, Dandavat Pranam, Hare Krishna. Aapka bahut bahut dhanyavad. Mujhe aapke prati, Srila Prabhupada ki prati, bahut achhi bhav aa rahi thi. Srila Prabhupada Ji, ISKCON Sangstha nahi banate the aur aap Ujjain mein ye mandir nahi banwate the, to aaj hum dhanyavad, Christmas ki chhutiyon mein kahin aur hote. हम बहुत ही भाग्यशाली हैं हमें क्रिसमस दिन के छुट्टियों में इतने सारे भक्तों के साथ में आपके मुंह से श्रीमद् भागवत सुनने मिल रहा है और साथ ही साथ हमें और हमारे बच्चों के वैष्णव सेवा करने मिल रहा है उसके लिए मैं आपको श्रील प्रभुपाद को बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद देती हूँ और मुझे आशीर्वाद दीजिए कि श्रील प्रभुपाद की शिक्षा को लेकर भक्ति जीवन में आगे बढ़ूं थैंक यू वेरी मच किशोरी एंड इट्स वेरी नाइस दैट यू ऑल हैव मैं हिंदी में ही बोलने का कोशिश कर रहा हूँ ये बहुत अच्छा हुआ कि तुम लोग हम यहाँ आए और हमारा यहाँ आने का सफलता इससे बना कि तुम लोग आकर हमारे साथ युक्त हुए हो सब तुम्हारे बच्ची को कितना प्रशंसा कर रही है सारे बच्चे जो सर्व कर रहे हैं हाउ डू यू लाइक द गर्ल्स लिटिल गर्ल्स एंड बॉयज सर्विंग और ये भी तुम्हारा ट्रेनिंग है ऐसे कितना सुंदर भाव लेकर सेवा कर रही हैं और ये धनश्री कितना रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ले रही हैं मैं पूछ रहा था मैं देख नहीं था उसको अदरवाइज शी इज ऑल देयर चिल्ड्रन आर ऑलवेज देयर इन द कीर्तन बट नाउ दे आर सो सीरियस दे डोंट इवन कम टू द कीर्तन देयर व्हाई They are preparing for the dinner. And they are... Subhadra, how many years have they been? Subhadra is 9 or... and her elder daughter is 13 years old. And also along with that, there are other girls and boys little girls, little boys were taking up such wonderful service attitude that everyone is impressed with them. I heard Hemangi was so impressed with them that she wanted to give them some gift. Yes, Hemangi? It's nice. And they were asking me whether you should do that. I said, yes, we should let you do that. And I told them that when we were young and somebody gave us a gift, how did you feel? We felt so happy. And I'll also make it a point to give them some gifts. And maybe I should take them to South Africa. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Okay.
Krishna, somebody lost your iPhone, so whose iPhone, contact me.
Shakalpataru Yashcha Kripa Sindhu Eva Cha.